Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Today we have tickets for Justin Bieber's Changes Tour. Special guests Kalani and Jaden Smith. 7 o'clock we'll be giving those away. 8 and 9. We're doing $1,000 each of those hours. And 7 more times throughout the day. 9K
a
day.
The last week for 9K.
Oh, this is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so listen for your keywords. Let's get your $1,000 in your pocket. Let's make that happen. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by me. You're welcome. Actually, in reality, it's brought to you by Brandon Usette, who gathered all the information that I plowed through this morning. I did have to read it, though. You know,
whenever it breaks, whatever it takes.
News
Sarah.
10. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sarah. Whatever. Whatever. The big news still, obviously, and will be for some time, is Kobe Bryant. Did you grab some of this Shaq stuff? Mm-hmm. Shaquille O'Neal, he has not taken the death well. He made that clear on the big podcast with Shaq.
It's really interesting, if I could jump in for
sure,
1 second,
yeah.
Watching how with the Super Bowl and the focus on Miami right now, that although those are two separate, completely separate events and sports. And by that, I mean basketball and football, mm-hmm. and they are both sports, but it has taken over. Kobe's passing has taken over the news cycle during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I think it's the overarching sports umbrella. Like anybody in any sport can certainly appreciate if they're at the top of their game or not, mm-hmm. you know, working to be. There's a guy who was, you know, at the freaking pinnacle. Like, you know, he's so young, and it was so unexpected and tragic. I just think it's you know, it makes sense that it's all, and even in my own little brain, my news cycle in my brain, mm-hmm. it just keeps on coming back. And,
yeah.
you know, every little thing that happens in your life, you relate it to, God, you know, at least I didn't crash in a helicopter. Like, it's just horrible. So
I'm just kind of annoyed by, and I know it's because Kobe's a mega icon star, blah, blah, blah. Every news story is the crash that killed Kobe. I mean, there was 8 other people. Like, can you say something else? Can you say, you know,
3
the crash,
little girls died in that
yeah,
crash.
Yeah, can you say the crash that killed 9 people, including blah, blah, blah. Right.
You know, in defense of the media,
yeah.
in defense of the media, first of all, he's world famous and they are not. Second of all, there are families attached to those people that aren't necessarily media savvy and probably don't want to hear their child or sister or their name being repeated all over that. So it might actually be for the best that they're not saying everybody's names. I could be wrong. But
no, I'm sure if you're in Kobe Bryant's family, you also don't want to hear it.
Right.
A constant reminder. I'm sure that those are families that are on total lockdown right now.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But
we haven't heard anything from Vanessa.
I know.
And probably won't for a long time.
Expect to, right?
But you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I do. I just, I also have thought.
Believe me, I get it.
He's the one that's known. He's the name that's going to be attached to every headline.
Right.
So Shaquille was talking, you know, he actually said during TNT's NBA coverage last night, he said that he hadn't actually talked to Kobe since Kobe's final game in 2016. I think that they texted and probably, you know, messaged each other, but he had said that they hadn't talked in years. Spoken over the phone or in person. So you got me a little of the podcast. What'd you grab? So there's where Shaq's at. And I guess he spent about 10 minutes
good
at the
for
beginning
him
of the podcast.
That he was able to say that.
Mm-hmm. Kobe became a legend at the Staples Center, but the place only holds 20,000 people. So when it comes to a public memorial, they're looking at the Coliseum instead. Holds 80,000, and then the surrounding parks can accommodate a lot more. They were talking about the Rose Bowl, but they're saying that Pasadena, they feel like it's just too far out. But they are going to do a huge memorial, and it sounds like it's going to be at the Coliseum.
Mm.
And they've done stuff before where they'll put giant screens on the outside, so people who are gathered who can't make it into the actual venue would be able to still see some of what was going on there.
You know, one of the things I heard about him on a sports channel was they were talking about how, although he grew up in Italy and was a Philly kid, when he was drafted by the Lakers, or I don't know if he was directly drafted or it was a trade that brought him there.
I think he was drafted to somewhere else, but then quickly.
A trade happened or something. But whatever the case may be, at 17, he was a Laker, and they knew he was their next big star.
Mm-hmm.
And he embraced it and became L.A. And that's a big deal that you've got someone who can live up to that.
Yep.
And bring the rings the way that town expects them to, and
right.
and to never leave. Even Jordan, who was, you know, a Bull and won 6 rings there, he went to the Wizards. Yeah. And now he owns the Bobcats, but now it's the Hornets. But I mean, he's you know, he's not, this is the guy's only relation is LA Lakers.
Right. Well, in LA too, I mean, that there's such it's such a high profile team.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is because, you know, in the first row all the way around are recognizable faces. Like,
where else are you going to hear Nicholson be the guy who's on the news saying, I loved him and I knew him really well and I'm hurting because of this?
Right. You remember, you know, that was actually a great story that he recounted the first time he ever met Kobe. He handed Kobe a basketball and says, you want me to sign that for you? You just picture it.
925, this is a text. I heard another helicopter victims. Christina, she was a girl's coach,
yes,
right?
Yes, the coach.
Her husband said his children found some solace in the fact that the world was grieving with them.
Well, all right.
Well, it's true. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of posts from, you know, from various accidents or horrible things that happen in life. And it is one of the things, like, you know, please respect our privacy, but we do appreciate the swelling of support. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got to, you know, knowing that other people are not grieving the way you are in an immediate family situation, but feel for you. Nike, I had heard that right away they stopped selling Kobe stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that voluntarily. They sold out. Everything that was remotely connected to Kobe Bryant went within hours.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's normal.
Yeah.
In music, too.
Right. So it sounded like they were, except they don't run out of music anymore.
No, I know. But you know what I mean? The music suddenly surges in sales and you go, I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
So
also wondered if they held back those stuff, like, you know, to charge a higher price at a later date.
Well, don't worry. People are already doing that.
Oh.
Because people are selling a lot of stuff Kobe-related on eBay and other resale sites. In fact, somewhere buried in this pile. There's a story about, look, if you're looking for memorabilia from him, be really careful. Because there are so many fakes out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
People are paying big. They say that there was a basketball card, a, you know, a collector's card that they were expecting to go for something like $2,500. It was up for auction before his passing.
Oh,
the thing just sold for $50,000.
Wow.
Like, people want to get their hands on, you know, people with money, they want to get their hands on this stuff. So just be careful if you're buying something lower, something not signed by him, but some bit of Kobe memorabilia. Just do what you can to check to make sure it's actually authentic, because you're going to pay through the nose for it. They say a lot of Nike stuff is on eBay and other resale sites right now. So just make sure that it's, if you can, make sure that it's legit. And there were a lot of little random things here. Bill Belichick says Kobe addressed the Patriots 2 years ago, and he was the most captivating speaker they ever had in there.
I heard he spoke with the L.A. Chargers this year because, you know, their move to. Mm-hmm. And apparently he talked about this book. He talked about a book, his favorite book. And it's about, and I forget the title. I wish I could remember it, but I didn't plan on telling this story. Anyway, he talks about this book is the story of a seagull who wants to be the best seagull. And, like, it strives his whole life to do his very best. And he's mentioning how, you know, you are now in football and you can do your 3 years and tap out with your pension and that can be it. Or you can work every day to be the absolute best.
Right.
And the coach was like, the next day, half the team bought this book because they were like, yeah, I'm inspired. I want to do better.
It's called Jonathan Livingston Seagull, which told the story of a seagull that wanted to perfect the art of flight.
There you go. Everybody bought the book after this dude's speech.
That's a legit book. Like that's I always thought he was talking about some kid's book or something. But
didn't he author a few kids' books, Vinny? And he was currently working on one.
Yeah. Which I guess they scrapped, and I don't know why they'd do that.
Yeah.
Keep that going. Kobe's going to be honored at the Oscars. He won a trophy for the animated short Dear Basketball in 2018, so they're going to do a little something for him.
I never saw that.
I didn't see it either. The helicopter that he crashed in didn't have a critical warning system that they say, I think every helicopter and I think other small craft in the last 10 years, it's been mandated that this is included. It is called a terrain awareness and warning system, or TAWS. Could have provided critical information to the pilot about the mountainous area. The helicopter carrying Kobe Bryant descended at a rate of 2,000 feet a minute, missed avoiding the hills of Southern California by 20 to 30 feet before the high-energy impact crash. They are saying the cost of retrofitting such a system, which can give you an audible warning 10 seconds or more before a potential collision with the ground. It costs between $25,000 and $40,000, which seems like a small price to pay when you're flying all the time.
Right.
What I did hear is that the helicopter crashed and blew up. Like, there were some people or speculation that there was a hit and a continuing to fly. Like, they just crashed and that was that.
Yeah, they're saying it was in one piece.
Right.
What I heard was the tail was on one side of a ridge and the body was on the other side. But I heard that one time and then haven't seen it since. But they're saying here, it was a steep descent at high speed. There's so much in this report. He just couldn't see, and that's what it came down to. And they're saying if he had had this equipment, they're saying now they roll out this one. I think it's about a 15-year-old chopper. Replacement systems. Like he could have been. It's not new that you can get a retrofit for this TAWS technology, terrain awareness and warning system. Replacement systems have been available for about 15 years. All business jets and airliners have advanced versions of ground collision warning systems. Medical and air tour helicopters have to have them.
I keep thinking that I should explain this or give an experience, but we're in the Bay Area. Everybody's tried to drive and had the visibility drop to 10 feet.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's no need for an explanation. It's the guy lost all sight. He couldn't tell where he was.
And
at
had no
all.
Communications. He'd lost communications with air traffic controllers when it climbed to 2,300 feet. As the pilot attempted to avoid a cloud layer, the helicopter then began a descending left turn and crashed into the hills of Calabasas at about 1,085 feet above sea level. The chopper was descending at more than 2,000 feet a minute. They're saying a very steep descent at high speed. They said the aircraft didn't experience a dramatic engine malfunction or structural failure that sheared off a rotor or tore through the body of the chopper. Frequently, they can definitively rule out those things. And they go on to talk about the terrain. So basically, they're saying if you have a copter and you haven't retrofit it, you should do that. Mm. I wonder if they'll start requiring it. I mean, this was an absolutely avoidable tragedy.
We hear about these Cessna or these little plane crashes, and we always think some change is going to come about, and then no change comes about. And often, my dad, who worked for the airlines, was a chief inspector and then became something else for that airline where he dealt with when a plane crashed. He was the guy who got called in the middle of the night and had to go deal with
the investigation.
Right. And the FAA, I think, is who they would deal with as well. And these things, they take forever before they finally release a report that says what it was. And by then, nobody, it's like a back page story that doesn't even make the news.
Right.
What was that? Was it in Ventura? An Alaska Airlines crashed into the ocean or something like that?
In Ventura? I don't recall that.
I'm not sure. But it was one of those things where it was a big story, and mm-hmm. then years passed, and then you got the, well, it was this.
Right.
Wow. I don't even remember, but that's how that kind of goes. So I don't expect big change.
Right.
Well, I was thinking this morning about, because, you know, San Carlos Airport, they fly helicopters out of there for rides and stuff like that. I thought, wow, this is going to affect the industry, you know, the helicopter folks that are giving tours and stuff like that.
They actually say that this is required technology for tour helicopters.
Oh.
So I wonder if those ones are equipped with it.
Yeah.
And this was, I mean, I don't even know exactly what the ownership's of this helicopter. We understand it was owned by Island
Empire
and
something, yeah.
But it was who knows if they also gave tours or if mm-hmm. these were just private for charter and they weren't required to. But Jesus, you look, you know, a hindsight, I know it's 2020, between $25,000 and $40,000 to equip it with this. I mean, fog happens. Mm. We all, you know, it's a part of life. It's hard to fathom that they didn't put what sounds now like a totally crucial piece of equipment into this helicopter. Like, this is just, it just makes me so sick. Like, this was completely,
you know,
preventable.
Humans are famous for being like, I'll pull this. I'll do this. I can make it.
I've
It'll
done this
happen.
A million times.
It'll be fine. We'll get through this. And then when you don't, suddenly it's, oh, how could this have happened?
How could this have happened to me? Go ahead.
Island Express Holding Corp.
Okay. And do they run tours? Like, you know, they've made it sound in here like this is required stuff for tour helicopters. Let's move on to the Super Bowl. You can check that out.
Niners are in the Super Bowl, if you didn't
know. Yeah, in case you didn't know, the Niners are in the Super Bowl.
I got my Super Bowl logo.
I see it. It's nice.
Niners hat on as we speak.
54, baby.
Let's see. Let me see. Oh, neat. That's cool.
Sorry, I just used my middle finger. I didn't mean that.
No, that's fine. I didn't think you were
flipping me off. Is it 53 or 54? It's got like an extra thing in there.
You tell me.
Well, I guess maybe they're just standing the...
It's 54, right?
They're standing the Lombardi trophy in there.
In the middle?
Yeah. I thought it was 54, but...
It is 54.
It is 54. Yeah.
I'm not really keeping count. There's people who do that for me.
Right.
Well, it'll get more important when the Pats are in it.
That is true. True.
Any minute now, you can expect to hear the announcement that the Pats are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
everyone.
I don't know how they're going to pull it off, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be in there. What do we got, 4 days left? We'll be fine.
Hump day?
Bill Murray was spotted filming a Groundhog Day-themed Super Bowl commercial for Jeep in Woodstock, Illinois, where the movie was shot.
Right.
The Super Bowl is happening on Groundhog Day, so this was not
a
real
right?
big
That's
stretch.
So funny. Okay.
Yeah, February 2nd. They got Bill's brother, Brian Doyle Murray, and Stephen Tobolowsky to reprise their roles as Mayor Buster Green and Ned Ryerson.
Oh, Ned! You remember me, Ned!
Right.
Sure, Ned. Murray punches him out.
I did sell him more insurance.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Is there audio to it, Brynn, or just stills?
There is
just,
no.
Yeah, there's just stills sucks. From it. This is one that's actually being kept more or less under wraps. I don't know if Andy McDowell will be in there as Rita Hansen, but, you know, that
would
make
great.
Sense.
That'd be great, yeah.
You know, we did a little looking into this morning. It looks like Planters is going through with their funeral for Mr. Peanut.
Oh.
What they have done, though, is stopped their social media camp. I guess they had a bunch of stuff under hashtag RIP so that they would be showing up as people would look for hashtag RIP mm-hmm. stuff.
Ill-planned.
Well, it's just you can't know that that's going to happen. And when it does, it's like, oopsie. They are going to go through with the funeral. They have it set for, I think it's like the third quarter during the Super Bowl. They're going to go with the commercial that they planned. They actually had mailed out like promotional packs that had like vigil candles in mm-hmm. them. There's someone there right now going, this is for real. but they're going to go with the idea by the way, if you are still trying to avoid spoilers for Avengers Endgame, 9 months ago that came out, the idea to kill Mr. Peanut was inspired by Avengers Endgame somehow, and they're saying that there might be a big spoiler in this in this ad. So
the way he died?
I don't know.
We already watched that commercial.
I know.
And I've watched Endgame. It's not the same.
They're warning you that there may be a spoiler in the commercial that airs for the funeral.
All right.
I see.
And then why don't we end with the Bryan Cranston as Jack Nicholson?
It's great.
He does an this is for Mountain Dew. And this is, maybe we should just play it?
Yeah, you can describe it.
I saw it on TV yesterday already.
Oh, really?
That's great. And I love Tracee Ellis Ross. She's great.
Yeah, she plays Olive Oil, whatever that girl's name was.
Shelley Duvall. Right.
All right, what's going up in the news, Ben?
Things that can ruin your day instantly. Little things that can ruin your day instantly. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.